Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Every Tuesday afternoon, we try to learn different habits or mechanisms to help us all live a little bit better. And today, I'm joined by mental fitness expert for Elite Performance, Martha Donnelly, is with me in studio. Good afternoon. How's things?
I'm great, thank you for having me.
Martha, you might explain first of all. So we don't want to just, I suppose, specifically focus today on the elite athletes out there. This is a training that all of us can kind of incorporate into our daily lives.
Absolutely. So mental fitness is, your mind is also a tool that can be trained just like your body. So when you start training, you're purely focusing on your physical performance, you're focusing on your nutrition. We often forget to train the mind. And there's so many tools that we can use to be able to do that in order to be able to have 33% mindset, 33% nutrition and 33% training, so that you're always focusing on everything as a whole.
So we probably, a lot of us, well, and speaking for myself here, that's something we never take account of.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, you look at everything else, you look at the exercise and nutrition and diet and all of that, but your mind is something that can be trained then.
Absolutely. So 80% of the success that you want in your life all starts with your mind. And that's based off of science. 20% is action. And we often focus on the action and we forget to focus on the mind. So if you start, for example, a fitness program, so even if it's just getting into running for the first time, if you want to do, say, couch to 5K, for example, or you want to just start increasing your steps per day, it's all about how you put the habits in place in order to be able to do that. So something as simple as leaving your gym clothes out the night before, leaving them in the car so that you're able to go straight to do your run or go to the gym after work, or being able to have the gym clothes there so that the minute you get in the door, you see them and it prompts you straight away to be like, right, I'm going to get them on. I'm going to get straight outside. Because if you give your mind any chance to talk yourself out of it, you will.
And that's naturally, guilty of this.
The mind is actually, it's more negative than it is positive. So we're all wired to be more leaning towards the negative side than we are the positive side. And you have to put so much training into your mind. So anything like reflective work, visualization, breath work, mindset tools, being able to focus on stress management, managing overwhelm, for example, as well, to be able to, you know, train the mind just like you would with the body.
Yeah, even like the psychology of just bringing the gym bag into work, you know, and the idea that I can't go home having not used this bag in some way and taking the stuff out of it and making myself go and do whatever it is I'm going to do. But so there is actually a science behind that, that's a small step we can try and incorporate.
Absolutely. So if you, for example, have taken the gym bag, for example, if you bring that home, you say, I'm not going to go for the run, I'm not going to go to the gym. You start to then think, oh, maybe I should have done that. And then you go into this little bit of a negative spiral and you might say, oh, I'll go tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes and you might do that again. And then you end up never starting or never going back to it because you've left it too long. You've talked yourself out of it. And that's the self-talk side of our mind going down a negative path. And there is ways that we can control that.
So the physical activity and the nutrition make up about two thirds. The mind is the third component of this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Why am I surprised to hear that today? Is there less focus, less awareness about that, or?
So what happens is when you start something new for the first time, so we're creatures of habit. Our minds really don't like change at all. And when we start something new, we start to go into this motivation dip. So we have so much motivation the minute we want to join something. So let's say your friend says, I'm starting a running club. Do you want to join it with me? And you're like, absolutely, I'll jump straight into it. But you're focusing on the wrong elements, which are comparing your lifestyle to theirs. So also it's about putting the habits in place to make sure that your lifestyle matches up with the training that you're looking to implement into your day to day. So making sure that your habits all match around what you want to, how to perform at your best. So with mindset, for example, we would struggle with things like wanting to control the uncontrollable, or we might have a very busy day to day, for example. So let's say you might be working a 9-to-5, or you might be working shift work, or you might be a busy parent with your kids, and you know, you have to implement, you know,
carve out that time. Absolutely. To make, yeah, allow yourself go.
Absolutely. So it's about matching your lifestyle, your new habits with what you want to be able to do so that you keep up the momentum continuously. So when you start something new, motivation will dip after the first 2 to 3 weeks. And there is science around that as well. And what comes in to back you up is discipline. And building that discipline with the habits from day one is going to be able to sustain this long term and make it a long term success for you.
And how do we, what can we use to build that discipline? Aside from leaving the clothes out the night before or having the bag packed or even, you know, having your food ready for the day before.
Obviously, it's all links back to your why. So why do you want to start this new lifestyle change? So even something like writing out 2 to 3 sentences. So it's a mission statement, essentially, as to why you want to start this to begin with. If you're just doing it because your friend said, let's start a running club or let's join the gym together, but it's not something that you really want to do. It's just something that you're doing because they want to do it too. Or you want to, you know, you want to make a lifestyle change, but you need to have that why at the back of it in order to be able to sustain that long term. So the why is the biggest thing in order to be able to build that momentum going forward.
This is terrible. I probably shouldn't admit this, but the thing that really forces me to get up and makes me, you know, go to the class or go to whatever program or course I'm doing is when I've prepaid for it. If I have prepaid in advance for X number of classes or sessions or whatever it is, I am far more inclined to go to that rather than if I'm just paying to go on the day. There's no question about it. It's probably
absolutely
terrible.
And it happens. But what happens is that we want to start something and then the rest of our, you know, our busy schedule, our busy lives comes into it and we're saying we can't, you know, continue because we're too busy with work, for example. We're overcommitting to things. We see, I suppose, productivity. We're seeing sort of, you know, productivity as something as a positive. So we find it hard to say no to things, for example.
Yeah.
We feel bad if we say no to things. Then we're finding that we're, you know, overcommitting. And then you've overcommitted to this one thing without your why at the back of it. And then you find that after a few weeks, You've dropped out.
So are these the same principles that are, you know, elite athletes typically would use as well? Is there much of a difference?
There would be because the elite athletes that I would work with, they would often train 2-3 times a day. And a lot that comes into it is actually just being able to manage things like stress management, overwhelm, anxiety. I work with a lot of boxing athletes, MMA athletes as well. And what I try to train them with is just being able to balance their career with their day-to-day lives as busy parents. Also being able to bring in, you know, see their friends and their family, you know, build on their relationships as well. Because when you're so busy, and the same goes with if you're a busy business owner, if you manage a team, for example, you're always so within the career that you forget to focus on what's outside of that, you outside of your career. And that goes for an athlete or someone in business as well. But even just someone who's a busy parent and someone who works every day, you know, 5 days a week, for example, just being able to bring in something for you and then find your why at the back of that. So whatever you want to implement for your health and fitness on a day to day, just start really small. We tend to jump head first into things and then we find that we've overcommitted and that we've burnt out in the process. And then we say, it's not for me. You know, and it can be this stop start mechanism where you'll find that this might have happened 2 or 3 times before. So just start really small with the habits, even with 5Ks, maybe run 1K and then start with build going up to 2K and build it up that momentum over time.
Martha Donnelly, mental fitness expert for Elite Performance. Martha, thanks a million for
joining us
here today. Not at all on How I Live Well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.